Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and we certainly appreciate your continued listenership as we continue to grow the show each and every week. And we can't do it without you, and we can't do it without our sponsors. You know, we have some great sponsors that help keep this show free every single week. This week's sponsors are DraftKings, Tailgate Giant, and Kielbasa Provision Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom on lights and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. I really appreciate you stopping by our virtual tailgate party this week. We call Tailgate Radio. We got a great show for you this week. We're going to take a little bit of a departure from all the sports talk that we've had recently about football and baseball and the playoffs. We're going to talk NHL hockey with our good friend, Jeff Krinsman. You know him as the owner of the barbecue cleaner, but he's going to come in. He is an absolute expert in the world of hockey and is going to give us his analysis on the upcoming NHL season, some prognostication and some predictions on who he thinks is headed to the Stanley Cup championship this year. So we'll have Jeff Krinsman in a little bit after the first break. I want to talk to you about something that happened to me this, not something that happened, but just an experience that I had. I had a company reach out to me that wanted me to, take a look at their grill. And, you know, I get a lot of inquiries about products and things like that. And it's certainly something that we have as part of our show. And the name of the company is Stoke, S-T-O-K, and they create the Stoke Grill. And I wasn't real familiar with the brand. I had heard of it but didn't know anything about it. And they said, well, let us send you one to just give it a test run and see what you think. And sure enough, it showed up this past week. And one of the things that I got, the Stoke Gridiron, and it's a portable grill. It's got some really cool casters, wheels on it, so that you can pull it around the parking lot. And this particular model is a propane, so you can either use the small propane tanks or you can get an adapter and use the larger tanks like I have, and that's what I did this week. But the coolest thing about this particular grill, again, it's called the Stoke Grill, S-T-O-K. One of the coolest things is the middle section of the grill has a section that you can actually take out, and it has interchangeable parts. And what I mean by that is you can take out this middle center section that's circular in nature, and you can take that out and you can replace it with a wok, or you can replace it with a pizza stone, or you can replace it with a veggie basket, or you can replace it with a griddle. It is amazing. And I was, you know, I saw all the parts, and it was so easy to put together. It took me about 3 or 4 minutes. It comes pretty much fully assembled. You have to add the casters, the wheels, and the handles, and a few other small items. But it certainly is ready to go very quickly. And the first thing I wanted to do was just check it out as it's you know, in its normal state as a fully functional grill, just straight up grilling. So I put some steaks on there. And the grill did a fantastic job, did an amazing job right out of the bag, out of the box, and it cooked pretty evenly. So I you know, and I know most times you find your hot spots and areas that you tend to shy away from. I didn't experience a lot of that this first time, so I was really encouraged by how evenly it cooked. But I wanted to try some of the accessories that came along with it. So the next day, the next morning, and it's got this cool handle that locks into place so that you can take those things out and put them back in very quickly. And they set in there, and they set into the to the inset part of the grill very nicely. But I wanted to cook some breakfast, so I got the griddle part out, and I got some bacon, and I got a couple of eggs, and I went out there on my back deck, and I absolutely cooked the hell out of some food. And again, the eggs cooked amazingly. The bacon was crisp and was not overcooked and was not rubbery. It was done very well. And one of the other cool things about it is after everything cools down, the cleaning of the different inserts is super easy and super quick. So that is always something that I look for in a grill is how easy is it to cook? I mean, excuse me, how easy is it to clean? And the Stoat grill just absolutely knocked it out of the park. The one thing I didn't do the first day is I didn't take it out to the parking lot. I just didn't have the opportunity. I had a weekend plan to stay at home. But what I did do is I rolled it down the street to one of the neighbor's house, and I offered to cook them some kielbasa brand sausage and some potatoes and some things in the wok. And so I took out the parts that I need to, put them in a bag. The grill folds up easily, and it was almost like carrying my own golf clubs out on the golf course. And I just rolled it over to my neighbor's house, set it back up, got to cooking, and easy breezy, no problem at all. I love this grill. That's the bottom line. I love this grill. You know, there's so much innovation out there, but I want to tell you, if you get an opportunity to check out the Stoat Grill, S-T-O-K Grill, S-T-O-K, and there's a line over the O. You know, you get stoked, S-T-O-K. This is a great alternative to some of the bigger branded names that you may have heard of. And I'm not going to disparage those at all, but I will tell you, the Stoat really does it all. And I can tell you from a tailgating perspective and from an outdoor cooking or camping perspective, this really gives you a lot more diversity than a lot of the, you know, maybe more established brands out there. So if you get an opportunity, go online, check out the Stoat Grill. And again, I was using the gridiron, but they have several different products and several different types of grill. But I was absolutely blown away by the quality, by how well it was put together, by how well it cooked, by how evenly it cooked, and how quickly I was able to clean it. And so if you guys are looking for a very versatile grill for your next tailgate party, check out the Stoat Grill. I think you'll really like it. It is a really unique, fun design. Has some really cool accessories that you can purchase as well. And I highly, highly recommend the Stoat Grill. So if you want to check that out, please do so and let them know that the Grill Sergeant sent you, because I was really impressed with the Stoat Grill. That's S-T-O-K Grill. When we come back after the break, we're going to have Jeff Krinsman, and he's going to talk all things NHL. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, you know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and are talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear, because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, placed that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team, too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you. Let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant, tailgategiant.com. You know, a lot of my go-to fantasy football players are not around or not having great years. You know, I've had Tony Romo, Ben Roethlisberger, and even guys like Drew Brees are just not putting up the points like they normally do. Of course, the first two are hurt, and Drew Brees is on a very bad team this year. But that's the great thing about one-week fantasy, and that's why I want to talk to you about DraftKings. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, there are no season-long commitments, and that's a good thing for me. Got an injured player? Ben Roethlisberger, Tony Romo, no problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. That means you could turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use promo code DRAFT15 to play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000. Who couldn't use $100,000? Enter DRAFT15 for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. I want to bring in one of our favorite guests. He is the owner of the barbecue cleaner and NHL analyst, Jeff Krinsman. Jeff, welcome back to Tailgate Radio.
Hey, John. How are you? Good evening.
Before we talk about what we're going to talk about tonight, which is the upcoming NHL season, I just wanted to check in with you about the barbecue cleaner and see how things are going with your company.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about that for a couple minutes. I actually just got off a plane earlier today. We had our 125th location open up yesterday. We'll have our 126th location open up next week. So things here are really good, very busy. But in the business world, busy is good. So a lot of travel lately. A lot of new locations opening up. I think we're about 32 new locations so far in the year 2015, which is certainly a record year for us. We've been very grateful, and we've also been very pleased at the same time to see the amount of success that all of our operators continue to have nationwide.
Tell us a little bit about the barbecue cleaner and what opportunities exist, and just a little bit more about the business.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, what we do is we give people the opportunity to, you know, start their own business, work from home, set their own schedule by running a barbecue cleaning business. We've been doing it here in New Jersey, where we're located, for the last 10 years very successfully. We've grown it here to over 2,000 clients locally. And we give people the tools and the knowledge on how to do it in their own market. We kind of hold their hands, if you will. It's not my favorite word to use, hand-holding, but it does get the point across. We give them the full support. We walk them through the process, because for a lot of our clients, it is the first time they've ever started a business. So we can walk them through it. We kind of get them up and running, support them, you know, down the road as well with anything they need. And allow them the opportunity to run their own business in a very niche market, that there's a very high demand for the service once it's out there, and also really little to no competition. So it's a phenomenal mix for people.
Yeah, and you know, we hear, we get emails, we get tweets from people every day that want to be in the tailgating business, they want to be in the grill business, and I can't think of a better opportunity than to get your own barbecue cleaner business up and going. And where can people go on the internet to find out more about your company?
Sure, they can go right to our website, which is www.thebbqcleaner.com. So that's www.thebbqcleaner.com, where they can call us at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 888-296-8368. What we do, which has been very successful for people, and we get a lot of good feedback on it, is we do about a 15-minute free consultation with people to kind of learn about their background, learn about their market, and we can kind of determine together if this is a good fit for someone. And if it is, we then take the appropriate steps from there.
I know the only thing that you're more passionate about, or as passionate, I shouldn't say more, as passionate about as your business is hockey. And so we wanted to bring you in this week to give us an NHL preview. Last year, the Chicago Blackhawks walked away with the Stanley Cup. And as far as teams in the Central, who do you think, if anybody, is the biggest threat to dethrone the Blackhawks this year?
Yeah, you know, the Central Division is really interesting. They've been a division lately, the last couple of years, that have had really great teams in the regular season, that have had better regular seasons than the Blackhawks, but have then struggled in the playoffs. I'll say this about the Central Division, John. A real, I think, surprise team this year, and you might like this because it's in the Texas market, is the Dallas Stars. They're really good, very well coached. They've got Lindy Ruff, who's had a ton of success. He's been in the league, it seems like, forever. And they've made some really good free agent acquisitions. They still got great goalie in Lettinen. They've got Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn, obviously, their captain. So I think they have a really good chance to dethrone the Blackhawks, if you will. Another team, they're always a great regular season team year in and year out. And they've even the last couple years finished ahead of Chicago in the regular season is the St. Louis Blues. A lot of their pieces are back. They've made some tweaks and amends to their lineup and their roster over the season with some trades, in particular with the Washington Capitals getting rid of TJ Oshie. But they are a very, very loaded team and deep. I think they'll definitely be able to give Chicago a run this year.
In the overall Western Conference, do you have a favorite? It sounds like that's going to be a very competitive conference overall, but is there a team that you look at as the favorite in the Western Conference this year?
I think the Western Conference might even be a little bit harder to predict than the Eastern Conference. There's a lot of deep teams. I mean, Chicago is always good. LA is good. Anaheim is loaded. I think from a talent point of view, they probably have the most talent on their team, and they're very physical, which the Western Conference is. So their roster is built very well for Western Conference hockey. So I would say Anaheim's a favorite. I would also not sleep on San Jose. I know the season is only a week old, and they've gotten off to a very good start, but they have a new coach, and a lot of the key guys on that team that have been around for the last 5 years when they've had a lot of success are still there. Joel Pavelski's still there, Joe Thornton. Niemi's a very good goaltender. So they could really surprise as well. But if I had to bet, I probably would say Anaheim.
Let's switch gears and talk about the Eastern Conference for a minute. In the Atlantic Division, what's the team? Who's the team to beat, and who is going to come out of nowhere and surprise some people?
Yeah, in the Atlantic, Tampa Bay is great. They made it to the Stanley Cup last year. They fell in six games to the Blackhawks. They really have everybody back. They obviously have the star player in the league, or one of the top players, in Steven Stamkos, who is also on a contract year, so I certainly expect him to play very well because he's playing for a contract. But they also still have, the triplet line is back. They've got solid goaltending in Ben Bishop, whose really issue is staying healthy, if he can stay healthy. So I would be surprised if Tampa did not win that division. I think that they are the team to beat. But I do think that the biggest surprise is Detroit. People are thinking that Detroit's run is over because Mike Babcock is out of there. And Mike Babcock is a great coach. However, all of the players that Babcock Mark has had a lot of success with, Jonathan Applegator, that's who, they're all back, and they still have Jimmy Howard. So, I think they're going to surprise some people because people are trying to kind of say that their run is over because Mike Babcock is gone, but they still have a lot of their players back, so I think they definitely will surprise.
What about in the Metropolitan Division? Who are your picks there? And is there a team that you think is going to be a really big letdown this year?
In the Metropolitan, yeah, why don't we start with the letdown first? A lot of people are high on Columbus. Columbus is definitely improved from where they've been in previous years, but I still don't. They don't really have that star player. Their goaltending is still an issue. Bobrovsky is a good goalie, but he's never been consistent year in and year out. So I would think that if there's going to be a disappointment from where people are projecting teams to be, it will be Columbus. As for the rest of that division, you're right, it's very competitive. Obviously, the Rangers are very good. The Islanders had a great year last year. Washington is always a good team in the regular season. They added TJ Oshie in the offseason, so their roster is actually more talented. I think it's probably between the Capitals and the Rangers. The Penguins, I'm not sold on the Phil Kessel deal. I still think they have a ton of issues defensively. I don't trust Marc-Andre Fleury in goal either. So I think probably you're looking at a 1-2 finish with the Capitals and the Rangers.
What's your opinion on Connor McDavid? And is he going to live up to all the hype that's surrounding him?
You know what? That's an excellent question. He's not going to live up to the hype solely because the hype is astronomical for this kid. It doesn't help his cause that he's playing in Edmonton. They have a player, and I'm sure you probably heard the name. A guy used to go by the name of Wayne Gretzky in the 1980s.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
So they're going to compare him to Wayne Gretzky. And in Wayne Gretzky's rookie year, if I'm not mistaken, he had 104 points, which for a rookie is really unheard of. So he's going to be a great player for the long term. He, 5-10 years from now, he'll probably be the best player in the league. But he's going to have a very hard time living up to the hype that is surrounding him in his rookie year. One other thing about a rookie, there's a rookie on Buffalo as well, Jack Eichel, who was a freshman at Boston University last year. He's also very good. Between the two of them, they're probably going to go for a 1-2 run at the rookie of the year.
There's always talk about coaching, and traditionally there's always some attrition that takes place. Who's going to be the first coach to be fired this year in the season?
Claude Julien in Boston. That team is completely rebuilding. The Bruins have been a powerhouse now for probably the last 5 or 10 years, and now they're not. In the offseason, they really make some moves to kind of show you the direction that they're going on is rebuilding. They traded Milan Lucic to the Kings. They traded a young defenseman who was very talented named Dougie Hamilton. They traded him to the Flames, which surprised a lot of people. So they're clearly in rebuilding mode. Claude Julien is not a rebuilding coach. So I think they probably will, sometime in the first half of the year, split part ways, if you will. And for Claude Julien, it might not be the worst thing. He'll get another job in the league. He's won a Stanley Cup before. He's had a ton of success in Montreal and New Jersey, where he's also coached. But I do think he probably will be the first coach looking to collect some unemployment.
I'm here with Jeff Krinsman. We're talking all things NHL early in the season. And, Jeff, before we go, I want to talk about predictions. First of all, who do you think, I know with the season entirely in front of us, it's early to predict this, but who do you think are some top candidates for the MVP of the league this year?
Well, I would probably say, Alexander Ovechkin is always there. The guy's a points machine. I think just talent-wise, he's probably the most talented player in the game. Steven Stamkos, as I mentioned earlier, is on a contract year. Normally in sports, you'll see players when they're playing for a contract, they have very good years. I would probably say the race is between those two. Carey Price is a goaltender. It's not very often that goalies win the MVP. He won it last year. He's got a lot of the same team in front of him again, so he could probably make a run for it again. But if I was a betting man on the MVP, it's hard to bet against the great number 8, Alexander Ovechkin.
All right, you are setting up the Stanley Cup. Who do you have representing the Eastern Conference, and who do you have representing the Western Conference?
Well, Eastern Conference, I'm gonna pick with my heart and my head. So that being said, since I'm gonna include my heart in it, I'm gonna pick the New York Rangers. But I will tell you why. They have one of the best goaltenders in the game, Henrik Lundqvist, who I think has a pretty good understanding. If you've read some of his comments in the last couple months, that the window of opportunity for the New York Rangers is closing. So it's got to happen now. So, and he's still an elite goaltender. They're still loaded defensively right in front of him. So I'm gonna go with my heart and my head and say the New York Rangers will come out of the Eastern Conference.
And the Western Conference?
Tough decision. You know, I want to say Anaheim. As I said earlier, they're probably the most talented team out there. What's hard about that for me is Bruce Boudreau, who's a great coach, is just always in the playoffs does not win. It's followed him from Washington to Anaheim, having great teams and falling apart. So I'm going to go away from Anaheim, although I think they're talented enough to get there. I am going to say in the Western Conference, a surprise team will be San Jose. San Jose, it'll be a San Jose-New York Rangers final.
And who do you see hoisting the Stanley Cup trophy at the end of the season?
Again, heart and head, the New York Rangers. The reason why, the window of opportunity is closing. I fully expect them to go all in at the trading deadline if they have to. They are not 5 years from now. They're going to have a very hard time competing for the Stanley Cup. They all understand, I think, that their time is, their window of opportunity here is closing. So this is the year the New York Rangers, for the first time since 1994, win the Stanley Cup and parade with it down the canyon of Euros in New York City in June.
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. This is the segment where we award the Kielbasa Provision Company Slow Crafted National Tailgate Club of the Week. And this week's winner is the Big Easy Mafia from New Orleans, Louisiana. Unfortunately, the Big Easy Mafia couldn't be here this week, so I accept this great award in their honor. And they will be receiving a box of Slow Crafted Kielbasa brand sausage from the Kielbasa Provision Company, and we hope to have them on the show next week. So congratulations, Big Easy Mafia, for your winning the Kielbasa Provision Company Slow Crafted National Tailgate Club of the Week. Well, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank our very special guest, Jeff Krinsman, for coming in and giving his expert analysis and prognostication on the upcoming NHL season, and we're going to make sure to check back in with him over the All-Star break. And if you want to learn more about his awesome company and maybe want to go into business for yourself as a barbecue cleaning service, and there is a huge need for that out there, I know. Look him up over on the interweb at www.thebbqcleaner.com. And learn more about the opportunity, and you may have your own barbecue cleaning service in your area. And believe me, it's desperately needed all over the U.S., and there's not a better way. If you've always wanted to be an entrepreneur and start up your own business, learn from a proven system and something that you will truly enjoy. If you enjoy the outdoors, if you like grilling, if you like all those things and would like to make a business out of it, you don't have to overthink it. Just reach out to Jeff. He'll do a free analysis to determine if it's a good fit for you. He's a great guy, and you certainly want to check him out over at thebbqcleaner.com. And thanks again, Jeff Krinsman, for coming in this week. I want to remind everybody, if you want to check out Tailgate Radio, you can do so over at tailgateradio.com, over at Twitter at Tailgate Radio. We're approaching 50,000 followers on Tailgate Radio over on our Twitter. We are also on Periscope. So every now and then, check your Periscope and see if Tailgate Radio is on the air live. I have a face for radio, but I power through it, and I do some segments on video, live streaming from time to time. And we're growing that as well, and we've got some great followers from all over the world. We're listened to in over 42 countries across the globe, in every state in the U.S., our good friends up in Canada. Even though you guys were pretty naughty during that baseball game the other day, throwing stuff on the field, you Blue Jay fans. Goodness gracious, what were you thinking? We love you anyway. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media, I want to thank you so much for your support. We certainly do appreciate it. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you later.